Welcome to Because I Want to Know, the podcast where I interview guests about their crazy, unique occupations or life experiences. I'm your host, Leslie Fear. So let's get into it, shall we? Hey, everyone. Today I'm joined with, well, actually, she goes by Your Too Honest BFF. Found her on TikTok. She's hilarious. She makes fantastic videos. I am just getting over whatever the crud I had. And so we had to back up this whole interview a week. And she was so gracious to do that for me. Welcome to the show, girl.
What up, what up, what up?
See, I told you guys, this is going to be a ride. Okay. So she is, they may not be ready, girl. This person is a wonderful psychic. She's a medium. She's a witch. She tells you like it is. And that's really, truly one of the reasons I was drawn to her. So one of the first questions I usually ask a lot of people that are psychics that I've never had on the podcast, how do you get your messages? And also, is this something that ran in your family? Give me a little background.
Well, this question's always complicated because we try to link bloodlines and how things are passed down instead of soul lines.
Okay.
So my powers come from the other side, lives that I've lived and things that I have promoted my soul to in order to have these gifts. Mm. But even in the human realm, you know, in this reality, my mom is also a witch. But I was actually raised Catholic by my grandparents. So it's not that it hasn't always been around. It's just I know that particularly from the knowledge that I have, my gifts don't come from my mom or any kind of blood lineage here, but they also are from the other side where it's coming from the metaphysical. So these are things that I have gained and earned in the timelines and lifetimes I have lived.
Yeah, well, yeah, I tell you, it makes sense when it's a soul situation too. And I think we either do have all of that or we don't have any of that, because I think everyone has the ability to do.
But there's the line. There's the line, okay? Because we have sentient souls here. We have new souls that come here. We have first timers. We even have last timers. So everyone has the ability, but you don't gain certain gifts until you've completed successfully timelines and experiences. So while I might be on a certain level in this lifetime, someone will never be able to reach that level if they just got here.
Right.
But, you know, 6-7 timelines in, now they're fully gifted in that timeline.
Right. And you're saying timelines here on Earth or just anywhere?
Well, no, timeline isn't just Earth.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
There is a human experience. There's experience as animals. There's experience with other life, like other planets, like things that the human mind can't even comprehend that actually exists.
Yeah, I agree. So let me ask you this. Now, you're a big predictor and you've been predicting a lot of the weather situations. Tell me more about that. Do you also get that the same way you get other things?
Yeah, it rolls in like visions, and I have certain dreams, which is why I can't always pinpoint a direction or a destination of where it's supposed to hit, but I try in the visions to grab certain details. What's the weather feel like? What's it smell like?
Yeah.
What's it look like? Is there anything I can recognize? So my exact location may never be correct, but I do know it's coming in a certain area. So I warned everybody about California,
yes,
and then those ice raids took off.
Yes.
And that's because I could see certain buildings or what the police were wearing and things like that. And that's when I share that. I said that things were going to hit Texas and to be careful over the holidays, and especially if you're going to be at campgrounds. The flood hit.
I remember that and I was like, wow, that's really specific, especially campgrounds. And boy, unfortunately, you are absolutely correct. And what a tragedy.
It is. But that's the other thing to understand about timelines and soul contracts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All those little girls knew they were going to die in that flood before they came to this earth as far as their souls. So they came here for a short time, but to ignite something else, to change something else, to bring two other people together. There may have been two people that were volunteering at the cleanup or the search and rescue that were soulmates that were supposed to cross during that time of search and rescue. The thing about death is it connects us in more ways than one, even total strangers.
Right. And you know, it's so true, because I've had a near-death experiencer researcher who has said the same thing about any tragic thing that happened, even in the Holocaust. He said those people knew it was a possibility.
They had a Nice.
Yeah. And you know, don't get me wrong. People are like, oh, well, that's really easy to explain away. And where's God? And
it's so funny because we spend our entire human experience trying to avoid death without realizing it's already written. We don't know it. We don't know how it's going to come. Some gifted people might get an inkling, you know, but ultimately it's already written. Even babies that die in the womb.
Yeah.
Sometimes human intervention can fuck up some shit.
Yeah.
Like the lady in Georgia who was forced to be incubated.
Oh, yes.
The term. So what was supposed to happen before free will
and humans
changed the timeline for her is that soul was one of her soulmates that came down here to walk her to the other side when she died. So instead of pulling the plug and allowing that to happen, they just separated soulmates.
Okay. Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. I think that, you know, we can derail, you know, we have a certain thing that I think that we agree to come down. I agreed to be a wife and a mother and all those things, but I also agreed to be in a relationship with my family where my dad abused my sister and I, and people are like, well, where was God for that? No, I mean, here's the deal. It may have helped me in a soul level, and it may have helped. Maybe it didn't help him. Maybe he did derail. I don't know. Maybe I knew there was a possibility, but I think it's so nuanced and there's so much to it that we can't just go black and white. There's so much gray, and that's what it's hard to explain to people, you know?
This is the best way I can explain it. You know, Marvel movies or any kind of movie really, right?
Yeah.
I mean, these actors go and they apply for a part. All right, so once somebody's got to be the hero, you got the side characters, you've got all of that. But also in the same movie, somebody got to sign up and audition for the villain, right?
Exactly.
So in this timeline, in order for it to work in the way that it's supposed to work, if we're supposed to have villains, that means souls have to do the work to sign up for that.
Yes. Well, we do. We come.
Think of it like
that. It's a great analogy because we do. We come down for the contrast. You know, people are like, well, why would we ever want a life on Earth with all the
Marvel movie with no fighting and no conflict?
I know. Right?
No,
I mean, exactly.
We wouldn't. We want to see Captain America fucking whoop some ass. We want to see Iron Man laser beam some shit.
Right.
So the fact that we have such a concept for our entertainment. And take away from the fact that our own life is that for the soul. It's entertainment, baby.
It is.
It didn't come here to be bored, okay?
Yeah.
It came here to see and experience some shit.
Well, so what are your thoughts on what happens when we die, though? Like, I think we go to different frequency, different levels, depending on how we lived our life or what we decided to do.
We do. The best way I've described it to people is I want you to think of life as the worst job you could have. Like, think about the worst job you've ever had, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, cleaning elephant shit out of a zoo.
Yeah.
In Arizona heat. Like, it's always hot. And you have to do this job 14 hours a day. You don't have a choice. You clock in, you clock out, you work 7 days a week. And you finally get your paper saying, hey, you only got to do this for so long. And then that's it. You don't got to do it no more. You never have to do it again for eternity. You've learned what it's like to shovel elephant shit.
Yeah.
When that day comes to clock out that job, you're going to run, right?
Yeah.
You're going to run and clock out. Well, that's what the human experience is. And to survive this is a fucking flex. So we down here in the human Olympics, but it's all about that.
Yeah.
But when we go to the other side, you're right. It's much like an integrated system. Gods are more like managers and bosses and higher ups. And there's certain souls that get better contracts because they've earned it. There's new souls. There's medium souls. There's energies. There's demons that exist. There's angels that exist. The thing is everyone wants it to make sense. Everyone wants it to make sense like a puzzle they can put together without realizing that it all can exist at the same time.
Exactly. No, I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, it's not supposed to really make sense. We invented time. There's no time on the other side. And we're still linear down here. So it's just like...
And so I'm trying to tell people 80 years here is like a week up there. It's like a week's worth of work. Y'all tripping. Enjoy the shit and get over it.
Right?
The whole point of this journey is to be able to find joy and a way to expand your soul in spite of the bullshit.
Yeah. No, it's true because that's the thing. You know, we moved to our country house last year and we're on 35 acres and I couldn't be happier out here because our kids built a house out here too. And now I get to watch my grandkids grow up.
You was that old? I thought you was like 32.
Oh, girl, I am.
Grandbabies and everything. You go, girl. You go, Glen Coco.
See, she knows nothing about me, so I told her if anything comes through, it'll be legit, guys.
I didn't even tap into you, nothing. I didn't want to know. I wanted to come into this with raw and real energy.
Yeah.
And if it was meant to flow, it was meant to flow. And right. If not, I was just going to call your ass out.
You are hilarious. No, it's true because, you know, and I couldn't be happier out here because it's so peaceful and stuff. And, you know, well, I watch the news and guys, you know me, I have to turn it off sometimes because it just gets too much. But
I gotta do the same thing. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. It's a conundrum, right? Because on one hand, I hate Donald Trump. Okay. And on the other hand, I have to understand that he's fulfilling his subcontract as the villain that plays into so many other things for individual timelines, for the collective timeline, for the rise of the divine feminine. Everything that is playing out is supposed to be, which means he came here to do that. And when I look back at his lifeline and how many times his ass was saved, it makes sense why. To get him to this point, because wasn't nothing going to cause the awakening like this? Because it hasn't up until now. No death, not even 9/11 caused an awakening like this. So while I hate him and his role in the timeline, I also understand with knowledge and from what I've seen, this is exactly how it had to be.
I have to agree,
he's
guys.
Technically not failing the timeline. He's not going to have to relive this shit. Because he came here and did his fucking job, man.
As horrible as I think some of the things he's done and is, he's definitely really good at doing his job. And
don't get me wrong, he's suffering. That man's suffering, okay? We see what we see on the TV. We see the word salad. We just see him being, you know, racist and everything like that. But on the other side of those White House doors, the shit that people aren't seeing, baby.
Really?
He going through it. That man going through it. Like, they trying to keep this man alive. He trying to keep going. At this point, he just running on hate and fumes, okay?
Well, yeah.
And he's someone who has a mortality issue. He doesn't want to die. So, but this was always going to play out like this. But the man is suffering. The man is sick.
Okay. Well, he'd have to be, you know, through all the things he's done and been through. But
and that's karmic debt in this lifetime. He still has to pay it in a human form.
Yeah. Yeah.
But again, is that justice going to be enough for people? Of course not. But that's not up to us.
Well, and it's our human way of thinking about it. You know, it's not up to us. And it's people like, oh, it's up to God and all that. You know what? It's up. It's really up to him. He goes back and he's the one that decides.
To be honest, if he had come down here and chose to be opposite and made total opposite decisions where he never became who he was, that would have been a failed timeline.
Oh, that's a very good point. It's a very good point.
He would have came back and been the villain again. So sometimes you got to chalk it up, pull your big girl panties up, and get the fucking job done, baby. Get the fuck off the clock.
You guys, I told you. There's no holds barred here, guys. Okay, we're just talking right off the cuff here. So let me ask you this. I don't even know her name. We don't even have names here. Okay, that's okay, though. You know why? Because you're only going to find her through your two honest BFF. And I'm going to add all that in the show notes. But let me ask you this. What do you think about aliens?
Oh, they exist.
Yeah, I think so, too.
They walk among us. They're already here. We technically in this timeline, as far as the backstory, the history of it, baby, they brought us here.
Yeah.
We destroyed our previous planet.
Okay.
That's all we do is know how to be an invasive species. Okay. Mine.
Yes. We're very materialistic. Yeah.
It's just in a different context. Again, all things can exist. And they literally walk among us. I mean, we have proven this scientifically with DNA, that there's DNA strands.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, I don't know where this comes from, obviously.
Yeah.
There's depictions in history from Mayans and Aztecs and even in Egypt. Like,
right.
They exist. They here. But if you're talking about little flying saucers and stuff, yes, there's other planets. There's other life forms. Guess what they are? They're souls living out a timeline.
Just like
they it's
are.
All the same shit, man.
Well, do you think the people that are here, do they know they're aliens or do you think they're just...
Oh, yes. Okay. No, I think descendants don't. I think descendants of aliens don't. I think the ones that came here and chose to stay, because some aliens look exactly like us.
Yes, I agree.
They blend in, which is funny because we call immigrants illegal aliens, right?
Yeah.
And even some immigrants don't have any paperwork to where they've come from.
Mm,
what country or anything, Right. So how do you explain that?
Well, it does make you wonder. Okay, so back to when people go and people die or whatever. I don't think people get stuck here. I do think that sometimes trauma. Okay, well, tell me why you think so.
Do you know how in mental health, like with our brains, we can go into a psychosis? Mm. We can disconnect. We can end up in a padded room, right?
Okay.
Your soul can get lost the same way.
Do you think it's a sliver of your soul?
Your soul can refuse to let go of failing a timeline and refuse to go back because they don't want to relive it.
I agree. But do you think it's like a sliver of that soul, not the higher self? Do you see what I'm saying?
No, it's the whole soul. It's trapped here. People that are in a coma are trapped here. That's a soul that's trapped here until the body dies. Mm. So if someone's in a coma, they trapped until someone pulls the plug.
Yeah, and I've heard too, and my listeners know this, I've heard people say, I was in a coma, I lived an entire lifetime, and the week that I was in the coma, or however long it was, what am I doing back in this life? I just had another life, you know, because time isn't reality on the other side.
Yeah, and that could be that you got to the other side and there was a choice.
Yeah.
Here's the crazy thing about being trapped here. You can change your soul in negative ways. You can go against the timeline. You can get lost within your soul. Dark spirits, dark entities exist. They can't let go. And until they find a way of peace, they can't get over it. Now, here's the thing. Some souls don't want to go back. They like to be here in a metaphysical entity, spirit, energy, whatever you want to call it, to wreak fucking havoc. Those are what we call variables, baby.
Oh.
So when people say, hey, I encountered a demon, you probably did.
Well, yes.
I can see them. I can walk down the street and see people's face change before my eyes.
Really?
Oh, my. Yes. God.
Oh my gosh. That's incredible. That would scare me. Does none of that scare you?
It used to. Yeah. I mean, it used to, but then I started smoking a lot of weed. And then I was just like, you know what? This is just trippy and I'm just going to enjoy it because ultimately I'm in control of my own reality, right?
Yeah.
They could throw shit off. I know better to fuck with them. I going to run up on them with a cross and some holy water and be like, be gone, demon. Like, that's not going to happen, but. Yeah. I also know, you know, how to protect myself in a sense spiritually, but, you know, there's just some lines you don't cross. And as a habitual line stepper, that's one I don't step to.
Right. You don't deal with them. What do you do? What do you suggest people do if they are encountering negative situations in a house or in their life? What do you tell them?
A fucking spirit guide, tarot reader, witch, priest, anyone who will believe your ass and ask for some help, man.
Yeah.
These are not easy to fight off on your own. Shit, even if one entered my home, I'd call for help. And I'm fucking seasoned.
Yeah.
Seasoned, and I would still ask for help. You know, call Ghostbusters, but like for real.
Yeah. Well, and I agree with you on a lot of things with this because, you know, I do think that there's some negative energies for sure. I think demon is a kind of a Christian-y kind of word. I don't know if it's necessarily what they are. I think they're just really bad energies, you know.
Here's the thing. Just as all things exist and some things don't exist, hell is a frame of mind and a punishment, but it's not an eternity somewhere. Although your soul can get trapped in different parts of the realm.
I agree with that.
It's true. But as far as just being like, oh, you punched your brother in the face, you going to hell, or you slept with his wife. Yeah, it don't work like that. All of that shit was supposed to happen. Like, with understanding one thing leads to another and you got to take the good with the bad, it's not that good or bad happen. It's what did you do after that? What did you learn from it? What did you take from it? How did it expand your soul in a positive way? The point is, you could have the best day ever, and I mean the best day ever. Get home, walk in your front door, and get a phone call that your mama died.
Right.
And you could say, today's been the worst day ever, and totally negate the fact that you had a perfect day. Or you could say, this was the most perfect day, but this moment is breaking me.
Right. Are you kind of thinking, you know, you kind of create your own...
That's the energy you take from it. You can take that, all that positive energy. It'll help you through the grieving process. It'll help you get to the next step. Or you can push it all away and you lose it.
Right.
And this
right.
is all about controlling and harnessing and pushing and receiving energies. That's how you control your future and your path here.
Right. Exactly. No, I agree. So let me ask you something. On your predictions, what do you see for the next 6 months in the United States?
Oh, Oh man, that's like,
you don't have to tell me everything, just tell me some little bits
no,
and pieces.
There's some things that there's definitely some things I can't share yet.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you share things, it can alter
yes, I
a
agree.
Timeline.
Yes.
So like I knew for a fact that the Elon Trump fallout was going to put the exposure on Epstein files.
Oh.
So I had made a video laughing going, hee, because I know what's coming next. Everybody's like, what's coming next? I couldn't tell y'all that.
Yeah.
There was, Spirit said, this one's personal for you to know and no one else. Or usually it'll give me a message that I can share it. But right. There are a couple things that are coming in play that I can't share.
Okay.
But how I relay that in my videos on TikTok is I say, shit's going to be juicy. Like,
right, yeah.
Grab
yeah.
your popcorn, because like, even though shit's going to get scary and what's coming up for the rest of the summer is scary, it's also very juicy and like without trying to give you too much details, you know?
Right, exactly.
Sometimes I don't share because I know that I've been privy to something and I ain't going to have no receipts for it.
Oh,
there's
okay.
not going to be any way for me to prove these things are the truth.
Yeah, exactly. And you did say there's possibly going to be a little civil war, but I think it's kind of a social civil war, don't you think?
Okay, so what I see is they're still hammering laws. They're still doing things against humanity. They're still, this essentially, baby, is a genocide, okay?
Yeah.
This is a genocide. This is a way to take down the numbers as fast as possible without having to pull the trigger.
Right.
With all the cuts and everything that they're doing. And then there's going to be people on the ground that are going to start pulling triggers.
Oh,
we've
yeah.
already entered the Civil War era. Like, it's already here. But there hasn't been bloodshed yet.
Okay.
Yeah. So even though we're in a civil war, you got to understand the civil rights movement was just marching until it wasn't.
Right.
Kind of in the same shit.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's just constant. We don't really know what's going to happen. And
6 months. Let me get to that
yeah.
just real quick. We're going to see this man health continue to decline.
Okay.
We're already seeing it. They're setting us up. This is why they went with something light, because I'm telling you, it may be the CVI, the vein insufficiency, right?
Right.
But this man has congestive heart failure.
Okay.
I have seen it. I have confirmed it in more than one video. And then this news came out. And I know this man don't eat healthy. He don't take care of himself. I mean, they pumping him full of fluids. And again, when you have to get pumped with fluids all the time because you're dehydrated from diseases and heart disease, what's going to happen? Your legs going to swell like that.
Yeah.
So, and it could be a number of different circumstances that got him to this point, not just McDonald's. But
right.
we're going to continue to see this man go into decline, right?
Yeah.
But the reason they're telling us now is because they're setting it up for JD to step in, which has been the plan from the beginning.
Mm.
That's the whole reason JD accepted the VP nomination after being anti-Trump. That's why he switched his position. That's why he's played this part, because the plan has always been for JD Vance. So what they're doing is they're setting up a scenario where he can either, because again, free will and
right.
crossroads here.
Right.
They can either fake a heart attack with an injection or something, since they're already listing health issues.
Okay.
And it's a death. And then that kind of shifts the timeline in a sense, because he goes out more of a kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or his health gets so poor, they force this man to resign. JD steps up respectfully, keeps talking respectfully about him. They give updates, positive updates about him to try to sway his followers to JD's side and keep the movement going.
Yeah.
So if he dies in office before they remove him, MAGA's not going to follow JD.
I agree.
I don't think
Matt, yeah.
trust it. They're going to
yeah.
think he was murdered. But if they make him step down the same way that Biden stepped back for Kamala,
yeah.
okay, if they make him step down, then JD's just stepping up to the plate for dear old grandpa.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's going to be really interesting how they're going to play this out.
Of course, it's a distraction from Epstein. But now remember, I predicted this last year for this to play out this way.
Yeah.
I've been predicting for JD to step in after him and him step back for a year. I have never said he was going to die in the summer. I've never been on the same page as other readers.
Yeah.
I have always said this is the plan, and I'm watching it play out because I've watched JD Vance be strategic in his family outings, church, Disney World,
yeah.
family events, all of this, right? Soldiers, military bases. Like J.D. Vance is acting more like a president.
Well, that's
so they're already strategically putting the propaganda in the face. Mm. They're getting people comfortable with this man being in charge, which is why he's not a part of any of these scandals. And even when he's on TV, he's at the back just holding his hands, smirk on his face, because this man knows what's coming. The throne was offered to him before he even agreed to the VP position. So it's going to be interesting to watch the rest of it play out. I see this happening around fall. Of course, this could be a lengthy process for it to happen. It could not be a removal until, you know, Christmas time or after. And that would go into my 4-year reading, even sped up, because that would be year 3 on year 2. All of it's going to play into fruit. I'm going to trust my cards, sis. I'm trusting my cards.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You know, you have to kind of trust what you get too, because I know free will can have an impact on timelines, and I know it can have an impact on the speed of
change someone's entire timeline. Yeah. Things and contracts that can't be changed, like how you're supposed to die, certain people you're supposed to meet, like that's set in stone.
Yeah.
But it can alter it completely, and how you maneuver it, again, good and bad, what did you take from it? Do you still go for the best out of it? That one free will decision of someone else altered your entire timeline and just made it harder to accomplish.
Right. What do you think about the upcoming midterm elections? Do you think Democrats might do better? What do you think?
I think it's going to be a fucking fight.
Oh.
I think that they're already losing power, and they're scrambling to figure out how not to do that and rig this in a way where they win, which we're seeing with Texas talking about gerrymandering and everything else. And I think they know as things get worse with the economy, they're going to lose a lot of voter base. And we already know they're capable of rigging an election. So I would be very surprised if the midterms isn't the thing that exposes the whole caboodle.
Okay.
Let's just say Newsom holds up on his promise and they gerrymander it Democrat, right?
Right.
And then all of those places that he gerrymandered still won Republican, when that wouldn't even be a possibility. It's going to put a lot of exposure on shit.
Yeah, it will. Well, you got to play dirty when you get dirty people playing, you know?
He's the only one playing dirty the way every single state should be.
Exactly. I have to agree.
Well, he a pretty boy, okay? but he really does give a fuck about the people and trying to do the right thing. Is he perfect? No. Is he entranced by money? Sure. Everybody wants a politician to be perfect. You ain't never going to get that. You're going to get a flawed motherfucker walking their combine. Deal with it. Okay? It don't matter who they are. It ain't Jesus. Get over it. And even if it was, it wouldn't look like this, motherfuckers.
I'm going to have to put a disclaimer at the beginning of this podcast. Let everybody know. Listener discretion advised.
But at the end of the day, he's the only one who's stepping up to the plate as a leader, as he should be.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised if he doesn't run with a woman by his side or vice versa.
Oh.
As him as the VP for the next presidential election.
Okay, so let's move it up to the next presidential election. Do you think we can undo some of the damage? How do you think we're going to get there?
See a woman in power. That's because I try not to go too far in the future because, again, free will, watching cards play out, see where timelines change at crossroads. Right. Every single poll for the last year, including even after him winning the election, has showed me that a woman ends up in some form of power over the United States. Now, since I've gotten hints of new parties and things being rebuilt, maybe it's a man and woman that both run it so everything's equal. I don't know.
Yeah.
But specifically, I have pulled a woman taking over and bringing healing repeatedly.
Okay, she's talking about pulling tarot cards, guys, if you're wondering what she means by pulling.
Yeah,
okay, yeah. That's a good thought. Maybe it's somebody we don't even know.
That's the crazy part, is it could be some. And see, I predicted a significant death that was going to cause an awakening.
Yeah.
And for the last 10 months, people have been trying to guess who this is, as people have died. Is it the Pope? Is it this person? Is it that person? And even I was shocked when I pieced it together. Like, I think I laughed for 20 minutes when I realized the significant death not only had already happened years ago, but was fucking Epstein.
Oh, really?
Because what just caused the awakening of MAGA?
Okay.
The Epstein death video with the missing minute.
Yeah, or two.
And the altered footage to Adobe.
Mm-hmm.
The refusal to release all of his records and files and lists.
Mm-hmm.
And the ongoing feud about it, where he has now called his base pathetic or he doesn't want them or whatever he said. So right. when I said a significant death causes an awakening, I thought, okay, all these girls at camp didn't do it. Okay, these people at the protest didn't do it.
Yeah.
There was no deaths that were significant enough to wake up the other side. But the one that did was the one that they know is being covered up.
Yeah.
Okay. So
wow.
sometimes we can see only to a certain point of the message. And then we have to just watch the cards play out before it all kind of makes sense and clicks.
Right.
So that epiphany, that aha moment was like, damn, it was that scene the whole damn time. Right.
Well, you know, yeah, exactly. But, you know, once we get a new president and vice president in place, are things going to get a lot better? What do you think about those things?
Well, I think what's important to understand is the damage that has been done, even as a reputation as a country.
Yes.
The resources, the structure, it's going to take decades to fix.
My goodness.
Decades. But that's also decades of building a system that works. So although we in this timeline may not see the perfect world that we want, we are part of the people and souls that are building of the foundation for it to exist.
Mm-hmm. Right. The fact that we,
you know, we were here witnessing it. We were here trying to, yeah.
We're going to have a brand new Declaration of Independence, if that makes sense.
Wow, really? Okay. See, that's...
It's based on slave owners and white men who didn't think women deserved any rights. We've been living in a country trying to make amendments to shit and then holding on to other shit. It doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, we need to.
The law is everywhere. If you could break a law in one state, go 2 miles into another, and now you're a criminal. It's insane. It doesn't make any sense.
No.
So I feel like what's coming in the future is a brand new Declaration of Independence based on humanity.
I love that.
Equality.
Oh, I love that for us. I really do.
What I've seen in the future, but I've seen it in a future where I don't exist.
Oh, well, so it's going to take decades. Yeah.
So, like, it's got to happen in the next 40 or 50 years. But what I understand is we're the ones that build the foundation for it to happen.
I think it's a global situation, too, don't you?
Oh, yeah. This isn't just America.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't explain that.
Yeah.
This, if people have taken notice, the things that are happening in America are happening all over this planet.
They are.
You can't awake the divine feminine with one country.
Mm-hmm.
You need a whole planet of energy.
Yeah.
And there is a lot of karmic debt that is coming for Netanyahu on his way out.
Mm.
But you have to understand, he came here to do this.
Right, I agree.
But then the people knew they were going to die horrifically. Well, not as a human being, but the soul. Like, it's to ignite the changes in humanity in this timeline that need to happen. So souls can come here and actually have a chance to succeed, because it's getting harder and harder for us to succeed.
It is. And
listen, we can't ever have like a perfect planet, because why come down and experience have soul evolution? I get that. But we also don't need it to be so unbalanced that it corrupts more people and it deranges more people that didn't come down for that.
Yeah, 100%.
Girl, you have been amazing. You're hilarious. Your videos are hilarious. Guys, I'm going to add all of her information, your Two Honest BFF, to my show notes, because I believe she's also on Instagram the same way, correct?
Okay, so here's the thing about that. I have ADHD, and I still try to have quality of life, and I'm a caregiver, and I do private sessions all afternoon, so I only have the capacity to deal with TikTok.
Okay.
However, my partner in this, because I run your Two Honest BFF with my best friend, Allie. We've been friends since second grade. We have pretty much walked this timeline together. She is one of my soulmates.
Aww.
Okay?
Yeah.
She handles the rest of that shit, because I can't. But if TikTok does go away, I will be on YouTube. I am already set up over there.
Okay.
This is the same reason I don't charge people to go to another site and pay to watch a prediction of the world. First of all, if it's a collective timeline knowledge, that should be free.
It should be.
Knowledge like that should be free. If you want to know if the man at work likes you and if it'll go anywhere, that's a session you could pay for. Because I'm wasting energy on some shit you could figure out yourself, you know? So you'll never find me on another paid site. So if you just want raw and real information, come to TikTok. That's where I'll be.
Yeah.
And you don't have to pay for it. And you could just hear me talk my shit.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, you tell us like it is. You don't, you know, over fluff anything. You let us know. And, you know, the people that are naysayers or whatever, you kind of tell them how to go to, right?
Yeah. And in the most entertaining way possible.
Yeah.
A little musical, if you will.
You will.
If I'm going to give you a clap back, it's going to be through some lyrics.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was raised in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s. The music was elite.
That's right. That's
and so I have a library of clapbacks for anyone who needs one.
Some of the music you use is pretty old too. And I'm like, I can't believe she knows that song. I'm pretty impressed.
I know it, man.
Well, you're too honest, BFF. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. You are hilarious. And I love your thoughts and your ideas and your predictions. And I appreciate your time so much.
Yeah. Anytime, man. Anytime you want to talk shop, I'm up for it.
Well, I love providing because I want to know at no cost. So if you like what you heard, please leave me a 5-star review, or you can just buy me a cup of coffee. It's kind of like a Patreon, but you don't have a monthly subscription and you can give whatever you feel led to give. I am a one-woman show and I do all of my scheduling and my interviewing and my editing. So just know your support is so greatly appreciated. And one more thing, I am a paranormal romance novelist and you can find all of my books on Amazon. Just look up my name. I'm very easy to find. Thank you guys again, and I will see you next week.